Hello, this is Paramjeet Singh. Thank you very much for stopping by once again. If you have not subscribed to our channel yet, kindly consider doing so. That will be deeply appreciated. So if someone asks you an uncomfortable question, how do you usually respond to that? Do you have a particular way of responding to a particular kind of questioning? Usually we respond to that kind of questioning either defensively, where you muster up all your reasoning and facts and try to defend whatever is being asked of you, or we do so by going offensive or aggressive on the line of questioning that is being followed. Both of these approaches may have their own value within certain context, but in most of the times, both of these line of answering would leave you high and dry because you would not be able to invite the questioner into the conversation and make it a useful contract between you or the person who is asking you the question. The third type of line in this context can be more useful for making this interaction useful as well as valuable, as well as more informative. And that line of answering could be curiosity, where whenever you're asked an uncomfortable question, rather than reacting to it either defensively or aggressively, you take a moment and approach the question from a perspective of curiosity. And you begin to ask the questioner some very simple questions to clarify what is the intent behind the question. Even, for example, prefacing your question that would you be willing to give me a little bit more information why that question is being asked? What do you intend to gain from that question? Even though it would seem impossible task to engage the person who is asking you an uncomfortable question, because it could be coming from a space of resentment, anger, dissatisfaction, disaffection, disappointment. But if you can take a moment and instead of shifting from offensive or defensive protocol of answering the question into more curiosity mode, it might in fact give you a leverage on the person who is asking you the question. One of the valuable outcome of this approach would be that not only you will be able to invite the other person into the conversation, that conversation could end up clarifying some of the hidden issues you may too be experiencing for some time. So whenever next time someone asks you an uncomfortable question, and instead of responding impulsively to either defensively or offensively or aggressively, see if you want to test drive the idea of responding curiously. It might in fact open a new window on your relationship. Try it and see where it leads you. As I've said many times, the value of any idea is test driving it in real life. Whenever someone asks you an uncomfortable question next time, try to use this approach. And if you come to experience of anything, kindly share in the comments. I would really appreciate your input. That's it for now. Until next time, stay safe, stay well, stay curious, and reasonably non-judgmental. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Please subscribe to the channel. Like and share. Thank you.